Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. My soul is already on fire. Good morning to everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just going to go right up. Go right into prayer. And then we go, hallelujah, have administrator to come in. Hallelujah. Give the announcements. And then the next voice that you will hear after her will be, hallelujah, another one of our dynamic leaders, hallelujah, Evangelist Patrice Bacon, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, from Hampton, Virginia, where her pastor is, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and Prophetess Simmons, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you endow us. You continue to endow us, Lord God, with thy anointing, Lord. That anointing, O God, that would destroy us. That anointing that would cleanse us, Lord God. That anointing that would heal. That anointing, O God, that would save. Hallelujah. That anointing that protects, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. That anointing that will serve the ties that should not be in our lives, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, as we can be there, we, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. As we align ourselves, O God, with thy word, with thy will, O God. Lord God, hallelujah, we know that the footsteps of the righteous are ordained by you. Oh, my God, oh, Jesus, this morning, the Bokosa, send your latter rain, O God, send your latter rain, send your latter rain, O God, send your light of rain this morning, oh God, that will refresh and revive, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah. Let everyone that have an ear to hear, hear what you are saying through your vessel this morning, oh God. God, save and unsave alike, oh kosha, Lord, we need you, we need you, we need you, oh God. We need you like never before, oh God. Because, oh God, as the winds are blowing, oh God, hallelujah, Jesus. Truly, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. We, Lord God, hallelujah. We, Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus, that are standing, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, waiting, Lord God, for the next move of God. Lord God, you said whatever we find our hands to do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Lord, let us not be stagnated, oh God. Let us not, find ourselves, oh God, Lord, staying stuck in a place, Lord. But God, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, but you are yet progressive at the same time. God, I know some people don't understand how that you are still progressive and still the same, because you are God, hallelujah. You are time all within itself, oh God. You are the past, you are the present, and you are the future. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. You are Alpha, you are Omega. You are the beginning, you are the end. Man cannot be in the past. Man cannot be in the present. Man cannot be in the future all at the same time. We cannot see what you can see, oh God, because you are the great I am. Hallelujah. Moshata. Woo-hoo, Jesus, hallelujah. You even said it in your word, oh God. You knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. So that let us know that you was already above, in the future, while you were still yet in the present. Woo, Jesus, oh God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you are the mysterious, oh God, but you reveal that, oh God, to thy servants, oh God, those that you can trust, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for those, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you have called and ordained, oh God, to be vessels of honor, oh God, hallelujah, to use to speak to these thy your people, oh God. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to bless our administrator, oh, God. Lord, God, a woman of many talents. Oh, come. Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. You open up a door, oh, God, for her, Lord. Not only just for, oh, God, her talents, Lord, but open up her door, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord, that she is able, oh, God, hallelujah, Lord, the Lord go on vacation, oh, God, and baby. And Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, be able to take, Lord God, a respite, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, not only her, but the visionary as well, Lord. Lord God, the men of God, that has been before you day in and day out, oh God, serving the people, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, you, oh God, continue to ordain. Lord God, to do, Lord God, but God, let him allow him a rest period, of course. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for this open door, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you, Lord God, has set before the people, Lord, and God, hallelujah, Lord, those that have a discernment, oh God. Let them, oh God, hallelujah, discern the spirit, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you, oh God, hallelujah, would allow them to, oh God, prosper in your way, Lord. Not in our way, Lord, but in your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that you're covering the children, oh God. Those young people, oh God, middle age, senior alike, Lord. Lord God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord God, wherever your people are, all over the world, we just cover them right now in the name of Jesus. As soon as, Lord God, as soon as they see, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, the signs, oh God, for you to tell them to go hither and thither, Lord. Let them be obedient, Lord God, not staying, oh God, standing in one place, but move, oh God, according to your spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength, ha, Sabbath. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. My strength and my redeemer, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for being a sheep. We thank you, oh God, for gleaming from your pasture. So come on, say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m. prophetic prayer, time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m. monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, Evangelist Wilkes, and everyone that's listening on the line. We don't have any current upcoming events at this moment to announce. We'll have those updated on Sunday morning, but we welcome everyone that's listening this morning. We don't have any direct questions at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. But if there do be any questions while the woman of God is speaking, and you desire not to be audible, please do remember to text in to 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. All right, Evangelist, amen, Patrice. It is now in your hands, woman of God. Let God use you, amen.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everyone on the line. I'm so thankful and so grateful to be on this line today to be able to share the word of God with you. I pray in Jesus' name that you are all blessed. But before I go in any further, I just want to give God praise and thanks to Prophet Laron Matthews and Evangelist Wilkes and Administrator Fry, and also to my leaders of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. I love you all with the love of God, and I pray that this word will bless your soul and those that are on the line that are connected, that comes in and week out on Fridays and even throughout the week. I pray that God will let this word be a refreshing to your spirit. Without further ado, let me go ahead and start praying. Thank you, Evangelist Wilkes, for praying, and also thank God for you as well. You've been a great help and, you know, encouraging me and things like that. So I thank God for you as well. Father God, we thank you for this morning, God. We thank you for your fresh breath, oh God, that's breathing upon us today. Father, we pray that you would continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, of your word. Lord God, help us to go into the deeper places where deep calls unto deep in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that as we search the word together, oh God, that we will find mysteries and treasures of your delight in the name of Jesus, that will be meat for our bones in the name of Jesus, that will carry us out to the next level that you have set for us, oh God. Help us not to walk in fear, doubt, or disbelief, God, but to give our total trust to you in this hour and this season. Father, we thank you that you are the miracle worker, and there's nothing that is too hard for you, God. We pray that you would continue to bless your people on today, on this beautiful Friday, oh God. For this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in, oh God. We come with all power, Lord God. We come before you, oh God, with, Lord God, our hands lifted up as a sign of surrendering to you, Father. Let your will be done in this hour and this season on this line. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody. I am so excited about this topic tonight, today. And here we go. We're going to start off with, if you can go with me to John 2, St. John 2. And we're going to go through verses 1 through 11. I wanted to share with you today that this morning about Jesus' first miracle. It's short, but it holds so many mysteries, and the mysteries pertaining to the kingdom of God, how we should respond in the chaos and the pressures of life, the way that Jesus displayed in this passage. Let's go there. Okay, so St. John chapter 2, verse 1, it says, on the day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "We have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. Verse 5. And his mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says do it. Verse 6. Now there was a set of 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water, and fill them up to the brim." And he said to them, "Draw some out now, and take it to the master of feasts." And they took it. Verse 9. When the master of feasts had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. Verse 10. And when he said to him, "Every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept a good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him." Verse 12. After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. So that's going to be the meat of our message on today. And if I had a topic, which I kind of probably laugh at it, and it'll probably stick to you like glue, but here we go. When there's chaos in the kitchen, the sound in your mouth will activate faith. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? I'm going to say that again. When there's chaos in the kitchen, the sound in your mouth will activate faith. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? Now, I'm not referring to Dwayne the Rock Johnson. I'm referring to Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages, the chief cornerstone, my rock, my fortress, my salvation. That is who we're talking about today. In Psalms 118, verse 22, it says, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. In Acts 4 and 1, it says, he is a stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which became the chief cornerstone. And if we go into the Old Testament again, in Isaiah 28:16, it says, and this is in the New Living Translation, I believe, it says, therefore, the Lord God says this, listen carefully. I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for the secure foundation, firmly place it. He who believes, who trusts in, relies on, and adheres to that stone will not be disturbed or give away in sudden panic. This is in the Amplified Version. So let me define to you or give you the definition about rock. And, you know, when we say rock, we just say rock. You know, some people can, you know, say it plainly or say it excitingly, but we just take a few seconds and say rock, rock. Okay, so rock means, in the noun, says the solid minerals, materials forming part of a surface of the earth or other similar planets exposed on the surface or underlying the soil or ocean. Second definition, which is a little bit shorter, a piece of rock which has become detached from a cliff or a mountain or a boulder. And this is another one where everyone is probably used to seeing when it comes to family. Used to refer to someone or something that is extremely strong, reliable, or hard. In other words, it can be cornerstone, a foundation, support, a backbone, a pillar of strength, an anchor, or a source of security or a source of protection. And in this topic that I wanted to share with you today, I wanted to focus on a few characters in this story. First of all, of course, we want to talk about Jesus because he was the one that was the miracle worker. Mary, the mother of Jesus, the servants, the disciples, and the master of feasts, and let's not forget the bride and the groom. As we go into the scriptures today, you know, we all know that Mary, Jesus, and the disciples was invited to a wedding, and they were guests. I know many of you guys have been to a wedding or been to a family reunion where there has been plenty of food or maybe not enough food. And the question would be, how did you run out of food? Did you know how many people were coming? But in this story, it's easy to say, you know, how in the world did a wedding, you know, at a wedding, did they run out of wine? Sometimes it's so easy for us to be critical and not even know the whole story. Or sometimes we can be, I hate to say this, blame throwers and maybe blame the host, maybe blame the family, maybe blame folks that are being flat out greedy and just ate up everything or drank up everything. But there's always got to be someone to take the responsibility to make it right. As you look at the word responsibility, we can read it as responsibility, the ability to respond instead of reacting. Amen. So I'm not sure, and I'm pretty sure there's another translation that shared how Mary knew that they ran out of wine, but this is what the amazing part is. If you really dig a little deeper into the fact that they ran out of wine, the Bible says that wine is a symbol of joy. The empty wine vessels at a wedding is a perfect picture of the emptiness of religion in that day. So today we can also identify that as well. that we can fill ourselves with things such as religion, idols, and things that can only leave you empty and wanting more, but you will never come to the knowledge that it will never satisfy you until you completely have ran out of it. Jesus said in his word that I come that you might have life and more abundantly. So why are we drinking from the well that never runs dry? Why aren't we drinking from that place? All right, let's go on with the story. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, told Jesus that they ran out of wine. Jesus said to the woman, "Woman, what does this concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." When Jesus addressed his mother as woman, he separated his bond, his physical bond with his mother, and invited her to recognize him as her savior. And see, this is the amazing part of this story, is that this is where the activation took place. Remember when I said the sound in your mouth will activate faith? Do you smell what the rock is cooking? See, there was a lot of chaos that was going on behind the scenes that no one knew what was going on. And in some cases, in our lives, we may be dealing with our own chaos in our own life that no one knows about, but God is up to something. God is doing something in us, but we have to be able to yield and understand that there is a reason why everything happens in our lives. We can take the responsibility and understand that it is not, it's for our good, even though it's doesn't seem like it's working for our good. So with that, Mary understood who Jesus was. And so she recognized he was the one that was able to fix the situation. There are many people in this world that look to Jesus as a historical figure or a model just to mimic, but he is our Lord and Savior. And until we learn who he is and how he walked in humility, we will never get to experience the power of his resurrection. We will never be able to, and it will never be able to bring change to our circumstances. We will still be stuck in the same place. So at this moment, we have to surrender our hearts to him today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now is the time, knowing that he is able to do more than what we can ask to think in this hour. It was in Mary's mouth, her faith, that had brought forth the activation. Now, let's think about it. There are things in our lives right now that we're waiting for God to do or that we're designed for him to do. And you probably have a list of those things. But you may have ran out all the resources. You have talked your ear off to your family or your friends. You look for advice in all these places to get through the crisis that you're dealing with in your life. But yet, have you put your trust in God enough to ask him to lead you and to guide you in the way that will be beneficial for you? And no, we don't always get it right when this happens, because we're still human. But if you're like any other believer, you probably say the same thing. Yeah, I do. I believe him. I trust him. But do your actions really show what it is? That is the action in your mouth, and is your actions really showing what you're actually saying out of your mouth? We say that the Lord God is all wise, he's all knowing, yet we take advice from others, which is nothing wrong with that, as long as it's sound, you know, good advice from your leaders, from those that have been through some things, you know, but in the midst of it, God wants us, our Savior, he wants us to come boldly to him. We shouldn't allow pride or anything to get in the way, because it will cause refusal. It will cause us to refuse to be open to the plan that God has designed for us. And at the end, you'll be just flat out miserable. But there is hope. There's definitely hope for you. Let's go to Isaiah 28 and 29 real quick. Okay, just a few minutes. tell you, I've been in, I've worked in the industry of event coordinating, and one thing for sure you do not want to get into when it comes to setting up an event is going into the kitchen. And when you go into the kitchen, there's a lot of stuff that is going on. But stay clear because they're focused, and when things are not going right, there's always going to be something that's going to try to bring confusion and bring all kinds of stuff, but you got to stay focused. Okay, here we go. In Isaiah 28:29, it says, This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. We must allow him to guide us. His wonderful counsel and his excellent in guidance. He is the Lord of hosts. So let's trust him. So let's go back to our story. Mary tells Jesus that, man, I don't want. But in her faith, she knew something was about to happen, and it was going to be something big. So as we go back to St. John, verse 5, his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to do, do it. Amen. That's powerful right there. Wouldn't it be awesome if we, as the believers, as the people of God, as the church of God, would take this wisdom that says, whatever Jesus says, do it. It's all about obedience. That is exactly where it's at. We would never go wrong if we follow him. Let's go to verse 6. It says, and now there were six water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Man, that's a lot. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water and fill them up to the brim. So Jesus instructed them, the servants, to fill up the pots. That's exactly what they did. The fact that the pots were empty, we can say that it fits with what we dealt with back then, and even with the stuff that we're dealing with right now. What I'm talking about is religion. Religion is an empty ritual that offers a follower no true life, no true joy. You know, it's just a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. But we know that we know who can give us life in this hour, in this season. Water is a symbol of, in the written word of God, and it talks about it in John's gospel and other scriptures in the New Testament. The word of God is the only substance that can fill the empty and the thirsty heart. Because we are spiritual beings, we crave for the spiritual substance, but only the spirit can satisfy. And I'll give you some scriptures. In Psalms 42, 1 and 2, and in John 4:14, and in John 7:37, and then Revelation 22:17. We have to use what we got in this hour. And so as a servant did exactly what Jesus had told them to do, they filled the water pots with water, and they filled it all the way to the brim. When we use what we got in our hands, and I remember one of my best friends, she shared with me earlier, we have to use what we got. Sometimes we feel that our hands are inadequate. Sometimes we feel that we're inadequate to be used by God, but that's not so. God has a gift on the inside of each and every last one of us. But we have to be able to activate it by faith. We have to trust him that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We have to make ourselves available and walk in obedience in this hour in order for God to see, in order for us to see the manifestation of his power. See, they used what they got in their hands, and they got to witness a miracle right before their very eyes. But don't be afraid to use what the Lord gives you. What are you willing to let go of? You see, God had asked Moses, what's in your hand? He replied, a staff. The Lord says, throw it on the ground. Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake. I can only imagine, even in that same instance, the look on their faces when Jesus told them to draw out after they filled the jar to the brim and take it to the master of feed. Let's take a look and see what happens. So, in verse 8 it says, and he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the master of feed. And he took it. And when the master of the feed had tasted the water that had made wine, he did not know where it came from. But the servants who had drawn the water knew. Isn't that awesome? Sometimes when you're going through these things in our life, people have no idea. The master of thieves had no idea what was going on back in that kitchen. I imagine it was a kitchen because that's where you would keep food and drinks and things like that. He had no idea what they had to go through. I'm pretty sure their arms were tired. I'm pretty sure that their legs were tired. I'm pretty sure they had thoughts in their mind like, why are we filling these things up? What's going on? But they still did it out of obedience. And look what happened. The water was turned into wine. Hallelujah. They could have held on to what they had in their hands and not did what was instructed. But then they went and missed out on the miracle. Sometimes we have to loosen up and let go and let God. Now, what if Moses decided he wanted to hold on to the staff? It still would have been a staff. He wouldn't have been able to see the miracles of what God did or what the Lord did in his life. So my question to you is, are you willing to let go of what you have in your hand to see the manifestation of God and for it to be used for his glory, not for ourselves? I looked at three things when I was looking at this passage of scripture. The first thing I saw was mouth, the word mouth. We have to be the mouthpiece of Jesus in this hour and this season for him to be to see the manifestation. We have to share everything that God, we have to share our testimony. We have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to share salvation. We have to tell the people that God is able to save them and to redeem them from the pit of sin. The second thing I saw was hands. We got to use what we got. So what if you can't sing? So what if you can't, you can't lead a choir or you can't preach like your leader can? But maybe you're the best cleaner in the whole church. So use what you got for the glory of God. Maybe you're a great witness, to those that are backslidden in faith, or those that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We got to use what we got so that God, but in the process, when we surrender this to him, our thing, whatever that task is, whatever that talent is, the master will enhance it. The third thing I saw was the feet. As a servant, they was probably walking back and forth, putting water into these empty vessels. We must be the feet of Jesus. We have to walk in faith and not in fear, trusting him at our every step that he is with us. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? Just know that he is making every step for you and that everything has been ordered by the Lord. We have to sometimes stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because it's going to bring forth life. It's going to bring forth fruit when we do. So let's go to verse 9. Amen. So when the master of feast tasted the water and it was made into wine, he did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. And the master of thieves called the bridegroom. Verse 10. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine. And when the guest has well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. Amen. This is the beginning of the signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. And the disciples believed him. Now check this out. Now, the master thieves or the bridegroom did not even know what took place. I mentioned that to you guys earlier. And this is how we can demonstrate, look at this as an example of what we need to do, is allow him to do the work in and through us, because he's all about building our character. He's all about building our faith and putting our total trust in him. When we allow our life to be a testimony, many will not understand the stuff that you went through. They only see the act of that. But if they only knew what you went through, think about the servant, think about Mary, think about even with Jesus. He was like, my mom hasn't even came yet, you know. But it was the activation of faith that moved the mountains and allowed the miracle to be on display. Don't second guess yourself. It is what God has for you. He's able to do more with you when you surrender and give it all to him. But that's where it is. Don't keep it all to yourself. Share what the Lord has given you. Share what the Lord has showed you. Share the miracles and signs and wonders, because you are a miracle. Because God doesn't make junk. He makes beautiful things. So in this hour, young people, leaders, let's be unshakable in this hour and this season. Let's go to the question on 16, verse 8 and 9. It says, I have set the Lord's ways before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I'll say that again. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Don't be moved in this hour. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's going on in the land. But in the process of all the things that are going on, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Know that God has your back. Know that in this hour and this season, the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violence taketh by force. In this hour and this season, we're going to take our cities back. We're going to take our communities back in the name of Jesus. And let's get back to the heart of the matter. Let's go back to the source and learn the ways of God, and he will direct you and guide you to all truth. Let's lead the people that don't know who he is, our families, our communities. Let them go back to the rock. And I'll leave you with this. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Let's build our house on a solid foundation, which is in Matthew 7:24. And it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, is likened to him a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Remember what I said earlier about the rock? Rock, rock, rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. People of God, the truth of God, let's follow the truth of God's word. Let's fall in love with him again. We will not sink in this hour and this season if we lean upon the rock. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Administrator, go ahead and give us commercials, and we'll come back and open up for questions and comments.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right, people of God. Amen. We thank you, praise God. Hallelujah. For what we have heard this morning. If you, we're going to start with the blog side. If there are anyone with questions or comments on the blog side, administrator, the chat room.
No direct questions at this time. However, in the chat room, there are comments that they truly enjoyed the word of God this morning, woman of God, that you brought, and you truly blessed them on this morning. God bless you.
All right. All right, let us go over to the conference line. Here is from the conference line that would like to make a comment. Then you can start fix your line. Come right on in, and we will acknowledge yourself so that we can know that you're there. Make sure that your phone is unmuted. And for those that still would like to make a comment and you don't want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. Is there anyone at this time? And Patrice, I thought about when you was teaching this morning, something that is a comment that I had made in one of my school classes. And how you said that we should share what God has done for us. And I thought about it. I said, I used this analogy. I said, if a new restaurant was open in town, and we go there to that restaurant and get excellent service and the food was good, we would not hesitate to go out and run. Say, oh, you know what? You should, you know, go to the so-and-so, so-and-so spot. And you can get this, this, and the food was good and the price was reasonable. We share that news whenever we get bargains and deals and everything. How come we are not doing that when it comes to share about Jesus? We should tell of the good news, hallelujah, and what has been done for us. And I thought about that comment as you was bringing your lesson to the end, and you was giving the scriptures, and that is so, so awesome. And how that God, and you're right, there's so many wonderful things in this passage of scripture. This testimony is just not a story, but this is a testimony to show us that whatever our faith releases, and if he asks us to do something, we should be wanting to do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. And I agree. I'm still here. I agree with you. And it is so true. On Wednesday, the woman of God on our third conference line, prophetic conference line, she said something. There is something new that won't happen until you open your mouth. And one thing that I pulled out of that, even reading this passage of scripture about what Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, you know, she went to the source. She went exactly to Jesus. And sometimes he's just waiting on our response on how we're handling the situation. If we're going to go to him, or we're going to go to someone else. Sometimes we just have to go around the whole circle only just to come back to the source, the one that the author and the finisher of our faith. And there's just something about when we, and another thing she mentioned, she said Satan wants you to shut your mouth or keep your mouth shut, but we have to speak it. We have to decree it. We have to declare, you know, what, you know, the need, you know, so that God can move on our behalf. You know, it is something about faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And even though we cannot see this thing that we want God to do, we have to still believe it, you know, and we have to prophesy, like the woman God said on the other day, you know, we got to prophesy again, you know, that the connections won't die, our families won't die, our communities won't die. These things that we want God to, you know, see the manifestation of his power, we have to speak it. And it's in our mouth.
Yeah. And the closed mouths don't get fed. And then
oh, my God.
Closed mouths don't get fed.
My Lord, that was right there. I see that.
And you know, sometimes we say, well, people, they should have a discernment. They say they got God. But yet and still, I believe the Bible said, ask, and ye
mm-hmm.
shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the
yeah.
door shall be open. And not only on that, he said, bring your petitions boldly before the throne. But that's still part of that ask. And Bishop Ellis, he said, ASK, ask. And if you look at, if you still look at that scripture, it ask, it said ask, seek, and knock. ASK.
Yeah.
I had never thought it like that until he brought it out when I went to one of his conferences. And I was like, God, that is so profound right there, because we don't, many times we
wow.
we allow pride.
Good.
And when you look at pride, in the middle of pride is I.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get you in trouble.
Yes, we get you in trouble.
We get you in trouble because I, Satan, because of I, got kicked out of heaven. I, with your mouth closed, don't get you nothing said. I, because
mm-hmm.
when you look at, oh God, you know how I am with words. I,
mm-hmm.
in the middle of pride, and then you talk about, you take off the P, you got wrath. The pride wanna ride the eye. Okay, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. If you let him drive, he gonna wanna. If you let him ride, he gonna wanna drive.
Mm-hmm.
God, we have to know. We have to know. So we have to ask. And then the another thing that with your thing is saying, we come to Jesus. What are we expecting? What
mm-hmm.
are we expecting when we come and ask? Are we just expecting the norm, or do we look for a miracle?
That is a question right there.
Oh, my God. Are we expecting the norm, just in the same old randoms? Or do we expect do we expect a miracle? Because when we ask something of him, he do beyond, above, and beyond even what we ask or what we think.
Mm-hmm.
He don't just do the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
He don't do the
ordinary
at all. He does not do the ordinary. And so because of that, we can look at this and say, when we come, when we are at our wit's end, when we don't know what else to do, I say don't even wait till when we don't know what else to do. Because if we go to him with a great expectation, lay our petitions before him, expect the unexpectable to happen, he's going to give us the best. He's going to give us the best. And so he didn't, you know, this
And it even astonished the governor. He said, wait a minute. Normally, this is get done at first.
Mm-hmm.
But he always does it at the last. And so he'll show up. He'll show up. Everybody says, like I say, show out. Because I said, I said, God do everything decently in order. I don't believe he shows out. I believe he just shows and manifests his glory even the more. The devil's the one that says he show out because who knows what's going to happen with him.
Mm-hmm.
But God, when he manifests his glory, when he shows up, it leaves the mouths of the people astonished.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in awe, and all they can do is glorify him. All they can do is magnify him, worship him, praise him, because this is not what they expected.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you bringing this passage of a lesson this morning. The topic is, Lord, all I can say is whatever's brewing in the kitchen. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. You better the turnout. It might even blow your own mind sometimes.
I know.
I'm like, you take a little of this and a little of that, you'd be like, man, that was I never cooked this before, but this all came out. So they'd be like, and people be the thing, you done made a whole sweat deal and the anointing just got in there.
Yeah,
and it's just it turns out a different way. But thank you, woman of God, for this wonderful word this morning. I appreciate leaders allowing you also, amen, to be able to be released, to release word to us, because that is a reflection on how well they have poured into you. Amen. Stream continues to flow, amen, in a different vein, and we thank God for that. So is there anyone else that has a question or a comment?
I wanted to add one more thing, too.
Go ahead. That sounds like a possibility. Get ready to come here.
One of the other things I was looking at, too, is, you know, when Mary went to Jesus, she didn't go for herself. She went for the people. And so sometimes we may be going in and petitioning the Lord for someone else, someone else's miracle, someone else's, you know, believing God for him to do a great work in someone else's life. And sometimes that takes our eyes off our own circumstances, and then God is able to move on our behalf, you know, even in our circumstances, because we took ourselves away from our own situation and put our affections and put our needs of others before. And that shows true service, that shows true humility, that she could have went to him and or probably didn't even say anything and just, you know, enjoyed the whatever was going on. Because I remember just working, like I said before, I worked in catering and I've done a lot of events over the years. And one thing for sure, and you probably have to, again, as well, because when the mothers are in the kitchen, when people are in the kitchen, they tell you to stay out of it. If you don't know how to cook, get up out of there, you know. And you know that old saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. A lot of times we can't stand the heat. This week, I ain't have no AC. You know, all last week, I didn't have any AC, but when the Lord blessed and kept and restored our AC, I was so thankful for it. But anyway, I was like, Lord knows. I said, I'm about to go crazy up in this house. You know, but sometimes we have to be put in the fire, because in the fire, we will come forth, we will come out as bold. Amen?
Right. And some people don't like the heat, the purifying.
Mm-hmm.
Water and heat both purify.
Yes.
So people don't understand that. But that's the mysteries of God. So come on in, Apostle. I heard you trying to break in. I know that's how.
God bless you this morning. Prophetic Conference Line, Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, Evangelist Wilkes, to Administrator Brian. Amen. To the woman of God on this morning, we certainly thank God for our leader, Dr. Lamar Matthews. To the woman of God, we bless God for words on today. Amen. We thank God for the encouragement, the strength. Amen. Even what you and Evangelist Wilkes are sharing now. Amen. I got a lot of noise in the background coming through this tunnel. Amen. To God be the glory. I bless God. You brought forth a powerful teacher this morning. You know, I pulled from top because you were dealing with sound and the rock. It's so powerful for the believers as we come into a place of understanding the sound and as you talk about the rock, because many of us that are kingdom-minded, we know that the kingdom of God is voice activated, so we know it's what's in our mouth when we speak it out. So I thank you for encouraging me, not only the young people, but us as well, to know that we have a sound, and if we're building on the right foundation, that's why I love when you went to that scripture, because you know that's one of our foundational scriptures in our teaching and word study, Matthew 7 and verse 24, verse 27, when Jesus said, "Whosoever hear these sayings of mine, I will liken unto him a wise man who built his house on a rock." That means a solid foundation. So it is the foundation that we build on. Many people are building on the wrong foundation, and then they're listening to the wrong sound. And you talked about that. Even though you were dealing with the kitchen and all the chaos in the kitchen, many people listen to the world sound, they listen to the friend sound, they listen to all the illegal sound, the enemy, they even listen to their own voice. That's why we are our worst critics. We get down on ourselves or we feel we're not adequate to be able to be who God has called us to be or do whatever he say do. So I thank you for encouraging us on today to let us know that we come into obedience to the voice of God, because he said, "My sheep know my voice, nor the voice will follow." So if we would do that and hold fast to that, we will see the miracles that manifest. I already see them myself. I experience them because I trust God and I hear his voice. So if we continue to do that and trust God, knowing that we're on that rock, that solid foundation, even though your topic is comical, but it's powerful, man, as you deal with that sound and that rock. So I thank God for you on this morning, daughter, and I pray you will continue to allow God to lead you, allow God to continue to speak to you. Man, you stand on the promises of God because you know what he has promised you. Man, so I bless God for you on today. I bless God for the people of God. Thank you, Evangelist Wilkes. We bless God for you, woman of God. Thank God for you being a voice, amen, to the youth, a sound to the youth, amen, to encourage them and strengthen them, to let them know they are somebody in God. So I bless God for you on today. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Amen. And for the youth that are listening in, it may not seem that you, this may have been a little heavy for you this morning, but let me say this to you. When things get rough for you, I'm going to break it down to you. And you seem that you just can't handle whatever you're facing, know that you can do it. The word of God tells us you can do all things, Christ, which strengthens you. Now, the part that you have to realize and understand, in this heat of your kitchen, you're sweating it out, don't know which way to turn, don't know what ingredients to put together. But the solid rock of Jesus Christ is there. It's there for you to hold on to, that you don't have to slip away. And it seems like you have nobody else to turn to. You have somebody to turn to. You can text 334-440-6152, and whoever needs, you need prayer, you need some encouragement, administrator can get that to Dr. Matthews, and he can assign somebody to you. to pray with you. You can email LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. And somebody of kingdom leader will help you when this seems like there's no help at the point of wherever you are at. I want to encourage you that in this season that we are living in this time dispensation, it seems like we're just talking a whole lot of words, but I really mean it. Try me. The Bible tells us, try me and see that if I am God. And you will never know how the turnaround will be if you don't never try. Mary instructed to Jesus, the people at the party, whatever he tell the servants, whatever he tell you to do, do it. I'm quite sure she wasn't even expecting that to happen. So I'm saying whatever you stand in need of, do it. Reach out to the prophetic conference line. Know that when the tough get going, there's somebody done been there and somebody done that. There's nothing new under the sun, young people. Nothing. It may be have a different name, but trust me, the devil has the same old tricks in the same old bag. And when he pull them out, they the same. He might call them a different name, but they still the same old tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he just dust off the dust. And he just give it a new label, and then he handed it off to whoever. But guess what? God is greater. You don't have to go through nothing alone. The only reason that you're going through it alone is because you chose to keep your mouth closed and not A-S-K. Ask, seek, and knock. And the knocking is reaching out. So I pray that something that I have said and Evangelist Patrice has said this morning, you can take it away and glean off of it a little bit more, get a little stronger, get a little deeper in God, especially get closer to Him. That's Micaiah and our guest on last month, they gave you some nuggets. Many, if you listen in during out the week, there's nuggets that you can always glean from. So, young people, we're here for you. Please, I'm telling you, please, 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 don't feel that someone is not here for you. I don't want us get another text message saying, person, but lost their lives because they can't take the pressures of life or they're attempting to take their life because we're coming into the fall season and we know that spirit is starting to ramp up, but you don't have to fall into those trapments. So I'm making a plea this morning to you. I'm making a plea from a mother's heart. I'm making a plea from a saint's heart, a servant's heart to you, that we're here to help you. So, Vince Patrice, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time because I know that you have to get to work as well. But, woman of God, we thank you so much. Is there anything else that you, administrator, is there any comments or questions come in?
No, ma'am. All lines are clear at this time.
All right. Thank you. All right. So, Evangelist, would you do the honors and closing remarks and final prayer, woman of God? And thank you so, so, so very much.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for allowing me to come on and and to share the word of God. I just want to encourage everyone online, and as you were saying, sometimes we just got to open our mouth. You know, there's a song that says, open your mouth and say something. You know, and I heard it yesterday as I was on my way to sports study, and I was like, hey, no, what the battle is that? You know, sometimes that's what we got to do is just open our mouth and say something. You know, and those dry bones, just like in Ezekiel, the dry bones will rise up. They will live, you know, and they won't die. So whatever is going to be dormant in your life, allow God to resurrect that thing inside of you. But you have to speak it out and allow him to. And once you excavate it, then he's able to move on your behalf. This word is, and I just want to encourage you all to go back and study the word, read the word, and allow God to give you even more revelation on this word. And so with that, again, I want to thank everyone on the line. I thank Prophet Simmons, Prophet LaVon, thank you, Bishop Brian, thank you, Evangelist Wilkes, and thank you for all of us that came on the line early in the morning to hear the word. And thank you for the youth that came on as well. I pray that God will bless you and also give you what you need. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to get to know him. He is able to forgive you of your sins. He is able to clean you up and to clean you out. And he is able to give you a new path where your life will have a new journey with fulfillment of his love and his forgiveness. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this line on today, God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless your people, Lord God. We pray that you will cover them with your blood, God. We pray, Lord God, that nothing will come nigh their dwelling in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Father, that this word, oh God, they will hide in their hearts, oh God, that they will not sin against you, oh Lord, because you are their strength, you are their redeemer, you are the lifter of their head, God. I pray for those, Lord God, that are struggling with depression, with those that are struggling with different issues, Lord God, family issues, Lord God, job issues, whatever issues, school issues, whatever issues they deal with, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they will give it to you, the author and the finisher of their faith, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing right now, God, and for those that don't know you, Lord God, may they know you, Lord God, that you will pardon their sins in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let them know that the love of God will draw them to you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for wrapping them in your arms like never before. And I thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do this weekend, oh God. We are experiencing, Lord God, a great work that you want to do on Sunday morning, Lord God. May everyone run to the corridors of your house, oh God, and wonder what they must do to be saved in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will cover those, Lord God, that is in need of you in this hour and season, God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. That they give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen.
Administrative.
Anoint my feet, send your angels raining down. Recording paused. Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.